You know me, we gonna smoke. It is what it is. If you're somebody who looks down on people that smoke weed, you're probably an alcoholic. Shut the fuck up. 9 times out of 10, the people who hate on people that smoke weed have a puff in their hand every 5 minutes. Shut up, puffers. Shut up, Hermione Puffer Puff. You're gonna get cancer. You know that, right? Slowly but surely. So for the individuals who don't like to chomp down on the devil's lettuce, shut up. Seriously, people with cerebral palsy, it helps them out a lot. Weed has a lot of benefits. My father got shot due to gang violence, who suffers from nerve problems. Weed helps him out with his nerve problems. But anything like porn and like weed, if abused, can be bad. Anything. This is Let's Talk Ferrella, and this episode is brought to you by Ferrella Galleria, where I draw and I paint and I make logos. Also, what I do on the side is I day trade. A lot of you might know that, but if you want to know more about that, that's in my past videos. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about something that a lot of motherfuckers don't want to touch on, and this is porn addiction. A lot of you guys are like, man, I've been watching porn since I was young. I'm definitely somebody who was put onto that shit at a very young age. And I can definitely tell you that being put onto porn at a young age definitely makes you over-sexualize everything. And it makes you a hyper-sexual young adult where you just want sex all the time. And honestly, it really fucks up your mental, because in reality, you're meant to be with one person. Regardless of how you want to say it, regardless of what trying to persona you put on, hey, all these rap motherfuckers that you want to be about and talk about, I promise you, a lot of these niggas is married with somebody at the house. Regardless of what they doing, it's like, you are meant to be with one person. Your essence is not meant to be given out. And women, you are not meant to be filled, like energy connect. Like y'all seen Avatar when the blue people would put their fucking ponytails into the tree and they'd go into a mental state. Like when you connect with somebody, like that has everything to do with how energy is passed from one individual to another. And when you watch porn, that diminishes the endorphins in your mind that make you actually turned on to your partner. Where if you watching porn about somebody giving some sloppy toppy or something, and you with your girl and she don't do it the right way, that's going to cause you to think about her in a certain light or make her do something that's out of the ordinary. Because in reality, porn is all actors and actresses, all that shit is to look good on camera. 9 times out of 10, the porn stars aren't even having sex like that in real life. So when you watch porn, that anything in reality to do with the media leads to you having comparison, whether it be porn shit, even social media. Porn to have you comparing sexual tension with your partner. She don't do this right away, I'm not feeling her. She not doing this right away, I'm not feeling her. Just because you a little weirdo who like to watch midget porn and things like that. It's like, fellas, in reality, you should definitely open up to your woman and talk to her about shit like that, because you'll be surprised. Y'all will really be on the same page of like, I remember it was a time where when I was watching porn all the time, I was trying to hide it from my partner, and we was on the same page about stopping ourselves from watching it. And it was a point where like I was embarrassed on what I was watching. Like I would like delete it, hide my history, try to go on incognito mode. Like, man, this shit embarrassing. Like, why I keep watching porn? Why I keep watching this kind of category type shit? And then it was a time where like I'm sitting there with my lady and I'm like, look, let me break ice. I'm like, to be honest with you, I said, it's some shit that I've been watching that like I've been really been fucking with, and I don't know why I'm fucking with it. It's just so dirty and smutty that like I gotta watch that shit. And she's sitting there looking at me like, watch what? Like what are you talking about? Like she giving me a weird look, and I'm like, man, I'm finna lose my girl right now because I'm finna break ice. And I'm like, look, like I've been really, really turned on by like shit. Like I don't know what the fuck it is. And then she looked at me and she paused, and then she looked back and she was like, bro, I'll be watching that shit. And then we looked at each other and froze. And I swear it was like the most like eye opening, jaw dropping situation ever. Hey, whether you like that shit or not, everybody got that one category that you watch that you don't want nobody to watch. Not you motherfuckers who need your computer checked. I'm talking about everybody else. You got that
that spit, that choke, that cuckold fetish category that you watch. I'm just sharing with y'all what I like to watch, okay? So don't judge. We sat there and we talked about it, and she's sitting there. She like, damn, like, what the fuck? Like, why are we talking about this? And I'm sitting here and I'm like, damn, to be honest with you, I don't know. Like, I was just watching this because, like, I feel like you don't like to go there. And, like, some of these videos be having shit like that. And honestly, she's sitting there. She like, damn, like, we can go there. But, like, honestly, I've been watching some shit and I want you to go there. And that's the only reason I've been watching these videos. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, damn, like, is the only reason we watching porn is to go to where we want to be with our partners, but, like, we're sexually ashamed with ourselves and we don't want to share how we feel about the sexual act. Like, you might want a finger in the ass. She might want a finger in the ass. You might like to get pegged. Whatever your fetish is, share that with your partner. Get rid of the porn to make the sex that much more intimate, because if you losing somebody because of what you want sexually is not being met, it's okay, because you shouldn't have to diminish your mind and your endorphins with all this dark energy that porn gives out. Because think about it, y'all. The past generations where motherfuckers would marry one female for the rest of their life and die with her, bro, they didn't have porn. They didn't have the ability to jack off to 6, 7, 8, 9 girls at once. You know how hard it was to see some pussy in the 70s? You had to take her out to eat, take her to church, get married, start a farm, start, like, get approved by the pastor, and then have sex. So having sex with one person became that much more intimate. But now we're in a place of, oh, I waited till I was till everything was good. We had sex. The dick was whack. Coochie was whack. Yada yada blase. So now I'm not with her. When it's like, in reality, y'all, like, if you watch my last videos with consistency, things start to develop and evolve. With your partner, you will develop ways to make your woman squirt. You'll develop ways to make him nut and orgasm in ways that he never has. And that comes with being open and vulnerable from different positions you want to be in, different things you like, different outfits. Shit, you might need a role play, because in reality, when you with somebody for hella long, the main motherfuckers that cheat and be watching porn, jacking off in private all the fucking time, and then they'd be on social media comparing a female to hella bitches online. Like, bro, them bitches is either AI, personality fucked up, body done. Like, you don't know what come with that shit. You just looking at that shit because that shit look good. But in reality, the grass is greener where you water it, bro. It's not green on the other side once you cross that line, because whatever you do to your woman, she gonna go somewhere else and do 10, 3 times more and be that woman, that nasty female that she always was. You never broke her open and peeled her back and helped her get comfortable enough to be all the way vulnerable with you, because to be all the way nasty and slutty, you got to be comfortable. You got to be cozy. Like, I'm not going to eat your ass if I don't know how your diet is. Like, I'm not going to put a finger in your ass if I don't know if that's something you like, or like any type shit like that. So it's like, be open with your partner, because all that porn shit, it fucks you up. It creates an unreal reality with your partner that's not real. And then all of a sudden, you'll become numb to that shit. That's why a lot of motherfuckers who have a lot of sex, in reality, they're either seeking validation or they're numb to the sex, where they don't understand that giving out their essence, you're giving up a part of yourself. And when our essence is what propels us forward in life, your essence is what keeps your spirit whole. Not saying that, hey, don't fuck around, don't go explore, don't go do things like that. But it's like fucking around, fucking hella multiple partners. It's like, actually, majority of those people, men or women, men, y'all hoes, women, hoes. It doesn't matter. There is no vice versa, oh, I'm a player, yada, yada, blase. 9 times out of 10, the niggas pushing that player mentality is insecure about themselves in some way, shape, or form, got some addiction some way, shape, or form, needs validation, has mommy issues. At the end of the day, it always comes down to your mental, because in reality, if you are a man who isn't accomplishing something, you're not making something of yourself, you're not accumulating value, then if I'm a halfway hustler to a bunch of new females that don't know me, I'm a fool hustling ass nigga. Like, I'm to the bag, I'm to the money, like, I'm straight getting it. because these bitches don't know that after I'm done flashing and I'm out here in the street and I'm doing my thing, I'm just at home sleep all day, because all the females that really know me know that, damn, most niggas my age is really doing more with themselves, or we on the same exact level. So it's like, why would you sit there and diminish yourself and devalue your full potential by blocking your essence, by being surrounded by all of these individuals? Like, if you really somebody making boss moves, high value men got one female or they got none. If you somebody that's cheating on your girl and she's staying at home with you and she got a baby by you and you out here fucking around, at the end of the day, you probably getting attention that you ain't never got, and you don't know how to deal with the attention. And now you fucking around on your girl, and then you will fucking just give her all kind of gifts and shit as an apology. But it's like, in reality, you not going to stop. Ladies, if you forgive a motherfucker cheating, he ain't going to stop. That's how shit work. That's how dogs work. If you let a dog bite you and you don't beat him, that dog is going to bite you. So stop giving second chances, because bad doesn't get better. It gets worse. And if shit starts off bad in the beginning, it's only going to get worse. Understand that, hey, masturbation is cool. Understanding your body and who you are as an individual and what you want, great. Too much is bad. Too much of anything is bad. I'm not saying don't watch porn at all. All I'm saying is if you're in a relationship, you should definitely watch porn less, unless it's like Shark Week or something. Shark Week is probably the only explanation, or watching porn is definitely okay. All right, fellas, I don't got kids. I don't know how it is if you got kids and you're busy with your wife and the tension is between y'all. I'm not at that point yet. So if you somebody who got kids, share with me your story on like, nah, bro, I don't be getting the cheeks like you think we do. The kids be fucking shit up, and I be beating my meat on the way home from work because that's the only free time I got. If that's your story, share your story. I don't know where you coming from, but I do know that porn addiction is bad. Too much of anything is bad. Giving out your essence is bad. Putting yourself inside of somebody is bad, because ass, cheeks, titties, it don't matter, baby. The devil wears Prada. You got to understand that mind makes the woman. Nothing else. Body parts, all that, nothing. I'm a sapiosexual. I'm somebody who is extremely attracted to the mindset, to mentality. My wife, big corporate. Like, I like corporate money. Like, you got your shit together. You only thinking of other ways to make money. My OnlyFans, stripper shit, that shit cool, but that shit ain't gonna last. That shit definitely ain't wife material. That shit definitely ain't something somebody want to prance around with. That's something somebody want to brag about, but like the first piece of bread, loaf and a bread, everybody touch you. At the end of the day, nobody wants you. Nobody wants to wife you. So it's like, having value is what matters. Same thing with men. I'm not letting men off. Men do be on that whole slutty shit. Men, if you are somebody who's slanging dick around, you have no value. It's that simple. There is no such thing as a double standard, because if you're giving out your essence, you're not focused, you're not accomplishing shit. In reality, motherfucker, like, it doesn't make sense how somebody have kids with somebody and then prefer to just fuck around. Like, why wasn't bringing a life into the world talked about more than just you want to just go bust nuts in a bunch of just dumb bitches that you're not going to talk to in the next 2-3 weeks? That doesn't make sense to me. I got cousins, uncles, shit, a whole motherfucker, a whole bunch of individuals who will block their blessings just because they don't know how to control their porn addiction. And honestly, that's the most fucked up and sad situation. It's like, think about it, y'all. Pouring to your partner is how you build yourself up. That's how you become the king of a castle. You can't be a king of a castle without a sturdy foundation, and you can't build a foundation with a whole bunch of hoes or holes. Same exact situation. Write that down. That was a motherfucking bar. Write it down. Write it down. Clip that shit. Goddamn. And honestly, we are in a place where if you're going to be single, be single. Do your thing. I do understand that a lot of people out here is not on their grind, not on their hustle, not making shit happen. So if you out there trying to make shit happen,
giving up the coochie, giving up the dick is not how you keep your blessings coming. That's honestly how you block your essence. And you honestly got to dig deep and dive deep within yourself to see what it is that you need to fix and identify within yourself that's making you this way. A lot of people ain't shit. A lot of people are damaged. It's not up to you to fix everybody. This is the same exact talk that I give to my sisters, because when it's red flags in the way, you got to identify the red flags. If it's something that you don't like or something that you need better for your relationship and your circumstances, no exceptions, ladies. No exceptions, fellas. I'm 50-50. I'm 50-50. A hoe is a hoe. Somebody who sleeps around and doesn't waste time trying to get to know somebody, because it's like after you bust that nut, it's like then what? You left with the husk of that person. So at the end of the day, after you bust a nut, it's all emotion that you're dealing with. Find that person that identifies with you. Find your catalyst. Find that individual that sees within you the great individual that you are, because at the end of the day, porn is not the way. It's not going to make anything better for you. It's not going to make your situation or circumstances any more better in the bedroom. Talk about what you want sexually. Talk about what turns you on. Talk about what you like openly, because in reality, being open is how you dive deeper. If you feel like cheating on your partner, talk about it. Me and my wife talk about it openly all the time. Not saying we talk about cheating, but we do talk about having temptation. Understanding temptation is 100% real when you've been with somebody for an extremely long time. It doesn't mean you don't love your partner anymore. It just means that you're only human. But turn your head right back. I'm not saying look at every motherfucker that walked by you. Have some motherfucking respect. But is it human to look? Yes, it is. Don't act on it. That's where shit starts to get fucked up and you start getting disrespectful. If you got a woman, you got a woman. If you got a wife, you got a wife and kids. If you don't, you simply don't. It's that easy. Keep it all the way at buck 50. I don't understand this new generation of I'm ready to be a co-parent, but getting married is corny. How the fuck is having a child more normal than putting a fucking ring on it? Because in reality, having a baby with somebody is more drastic than being married. Me and my wife are married by relationship and paperwork and documentation. But if we both have a mutual agreement that we don't want to fuck with each other ever again, we can. If you have a baby with somebody, unless one of y'all three die, you are in each other's lives no matter what. No matter who you fucking, no matter who she fucking, y'all are in each other's lives. And now you guys are trying to have whole families on your own, and now it's being unfair to the child because the child is in between homes with mom and dad trying to love their kids and their wives and so on and so forth. Isn't that so fucking unfair to normalize building kids up in a broken ass home? Why don't y'all normalize knowing where you're going to be at in the next 5 years? Why don't we normalize knowing what careers that we're going to have? Why don't we normalize travel? Why don't we normalize spirituality and understanding what it is to have a relationship with the higher power? Why do we normalize drugs and shit like that? And that's all because the media that's put out there. Like shit. It was just the whole fucking article about Future talking about how he a lightweight and he really don't be doing all the hard fucking drugs that he be doing, which is absolutely crazy because he's always making drug albums, which makes young kids want to do drugs, get high and pop pills. And that makes this new generation want to be off syrup and Percocets all the motherfucking time, which doesn't make any fucking sense why that's the new normality when now the generation of going to college in order to have something with your life, that's not the reality we live in anymore. Trade jobs are real. Crash programs are real. Discords are real. Meetups and markets and your network being your net worth is absolutely fucking real. Like, you don't need to go to school to get an education to make money. I'm a prime example of it. I know guys with less education who I aspire to be. I have mentors who are my age doing three times the amount that I'm doing. And the only thing was they developed the mindset that I had a couple years ago before that. And that just means that I'm on a different timeline working towards that higher power of myself.
Dive deep into what you need to accomplish for yourself. Stop fucking around. Stop fucking around. You young. Stop trying to have a job that's easy, that I can do every day, that doesn't make me tired. Like, come on, y'all. Being broke is hard. Getting money is hard. Like, choose your heart. Like, I didn't come from money, so I don't know why motherfuckers is sitting around all willy-nilly, because day trading, I learned from somebody hands-on, and I fucking had trials and tribulation of losing money before I got really good at it. But I knew that a career after COVID showed you that you are extremely close to having absolutely fucking nothing if a pandemic was to happen. And I'm not, this is no conspiracy against that. I literally witnessed a single working household, people buying a new house, moving in, cars, because the husband had a high figure job. Coco happened, destroyed everything, took everything, people losing houses. One job. Why the fuck would you stack all your valuables on a table with one leg? Guess what? Tables is a foundation. A foundation has what? Four corners. What is four corners? Equal stability, balance, and what is that? Multiple incomes. And that's where the idea of starting a podcast came in. That's actually, no, I'm a huge believer in spirituality. I'm a huge believer in God. If you want me to do something, give me a sign. There was a situation where I'm at work and I'm always talking to my customers, asking them about their day, being real personal with people and how my voice is, how I carry myself, how I conduct myself. A lot of you people know me in real life. People will go, hey, man, do you have a podcast? And I'm sitting here like, nah, I ain't got no podcast. Why would you say that? And they'll sit up here like, well, how your voice sounds, I would love to listen to you on the radio. And I'm like, nah, man, I would never make a podcast. Like, who the fuck cares about what I'm talking about? And three times, different races. I'm in a trailer park. I'm out in the country. I'm in a rich neighborhood. I'm out in the ghetto. Different couples. Young kids. I'm at high schools. I'm at morgues, all kinds of different places. People randomly stopping and talking and saying, dude, do you have a podcast? Are you on the radio? And I'm like, you know what? I'm listening. Started a podcast. Pursued it as hard as I could for as long as I could by myself to see what would happen. Podcast hit a ceiling, I feel. I took a step back, wanted to focus on just my career. My table foundation wasn't working out, so I start focusing on my one leg. Out of nowhere, I ran into a dude. His name is Ryan. Ran into this guy at work. He goes, hey, aren't you Let's Talk Forella? I looked at him and I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? This dude turns his phone around, shows me my podcast. He's like, dude, isn't this you? And I'm like, yeah, why? What's up? He like, bro, I've heard some of your podcasts on audio on Spotify. And he's like, some of your episodes really touch me. Like, they really fuck with me, bro. Like, they're honestly really, really good. Like, are you ever going to come back? And at the time, I took like a 6-month hiatus. And I'm like, come back? I'm like, nah, I never really thought about it. I'm like, I tried it. I gave it up. I'm like, I'm done. And he's like, well, if you come back, you should come back on video. And I'm like, video? Honestly, I've never thought about doing something like that. And he's like, dude, you should try it out. So Let's Talk Forella season 3 came out on video. And this is where my second leg came out. I started to build up conversation, getting comfortable with doing podcasts and being able to reach out to people. Eventually, I reached out to a man named Jay Justin, who taught me how to day trade. And that created my third leg of income. So now it's at the point where listen to what the universe has entailed for you and just follow along those lines. And the only real true way that we can do that is by not blocking our blessings and understanding the blessings that we are given by individuals. And all that music, rap shit, like, come on, y'all, like Sexy Red, like, be for real. She is the epitome of what they're trying to do to young black women, because when the last time we had a young black R&B artist come out to really get the sisters going,
Or when the last time we had a young black positive rapper come out before they have to get brainwashed and switch teams and switch sides and paint their nails and shit like that. It's like, when is all this agenda pushing gonna end? And you gotta identify that, look, all this music shit wants the youth young, drugged, and docile. Wants you just as fucking potato as can absolutely be. And that's exactly why weed addiction is absolutely real. I'm somebody who loves Mary Jane, and weed addiction is one of those things that you don't hear enough about. And honestly, it doesn't make sense. Like, look, y'all could be sitting up there like, look, you can't be addicted to weed, yada, yada, blase. Okay, you could be addicted to the dopamine that you get from getting high. You could be addicted to the nicotine and the roll-ups in the backwoods that you are always smoking on. And 100%, you could be addicted to the oral fixation of needing to puff something, of needing to have something to your mouth. Literally, I've quit. It's funny, people always say it, but I quit over 4 or 5 times for 3 to 4 months at a time, mostly because anytime I meet people who are smokers, like, I have a lot of high energy, ability, high achieving individuals who do smoke a lot, that make a lot of money, that travel a lot, that have careers, that have families. So I smoke in those type of social groups, but I also know the type of pothead smokers that are like potatoes, that don't get shit done. They're just stoners, waste all their money, trapped in life. Shit's not really going on. Like, for me, I'm an overthinker. Honestly, it's probably because I'm a Virgo or some shit. Like, any and all situations, I always overanalyze. And sometimes when I was smoking, I'll be sitting there like, damn, like, am I fucking, like, addiction runs in my family. Drugs runs in my family. All that shit is, like, in me. Like, I didn't see motherfuckers get, like, I didn't got thrown to walls, choked out, shot at by family members, high or strung out on something, house almost caught on fire because granny was high as fuck in the kitchen and hella shit. So, like, paranoid Virgo Dwayne, the overanalyzer, thinks that, damn, addiction is in me. Addiction is in me. So, like, when I be smoking, I'll think, damn, do I like to smoke to get high, or am I smoking because I'm addicted to the weed, because addiction is in my bloodline? And that's honestly why I never really tried nothing else. Like, I drink beer and drink tequila, but, like, all hard drugs, like, I'm afraid that I'll get addicted to them because it's in me. But in reality, with the weed, I stopped for 4 to 5 months, and I was exactly the same. I will say I was less productive and more irritable, less tolerable. I didn't eat much. It wasn't bad. It's not like I was starving myself. I just, like, my ability to want to listen to bullshit just shrank. Like, I just felt myself cutting people off mid-sentence, like, okay, all right, you're done. And honestly, it was just the irritation of not having the nicotine of the backwoods, which made me stop with the tobacco and all that bullshit. And then after a while, I was like, you know what? I'm spending too much money on tree. I'm spending a lot of money on ounces every single week going to the legal cannabis club that is legal for everybody to go to. And after a while, I'm like, you know what? I'm literally burning money. Let me stop doing this and let me just chill out, have a cartridge, take some gummies or things like that. And then quitting, I felt the same. So I start smoking and I feel the same. I do feel that there are individuals who are trapped in a paradox where the weed prevents them from getting things done, because marijuana does affect people in different ways, shapes, and forms. Not everybody is productive. For me, it's like coffee. I smoke, I'm awake, I'm productive. I could go to the gym, I could go for a run, I could file a whole bunch of paperwork, I could day trade, I can do whatever if I smoke. For a lot of people, they don't. They turn into potatoes. They can't move. They can't really get shit done. So for those individuals who are stuck in cycles of, I need a good job, I need a better career, I need a better myself, then honestly, I highly suggest you stop smoking, get your shit together, because literally until I found a career, until I found something that put me on the path to make good money, I wasn't smoking at all. I wasn't doing nothing at all. I was just focused. And honestly, I got to a point where I'm like, everything is so good now that, you know what? This is just me chilling. Some people get out of work and drink. Not me. I like to smoke. That's just me. If we're on a trip up in the cabins in the Himalayas, I'm a smoke. Like, that's just me. So wherever it is, wherever we are, whoever you are, if you know me, we gonna smoke. It is what it is. If you're somebody who looks down on people that smoke weed, you're probably an alcoholic. Shut the fuck up. And also, if you're somebody who is 9 times out of 10, the people who hate on people that smoke weed have a puff in their hand every 5 minutes. Shut up, puffers. Shut up, Hermione Puffer Puff. You're gonna get cancer. You know that, right? Slowly but surely, you're gonna get a sweet cancer because that cotton candy tastes good, don't it? Because this Arizona Crunch cookie is keeping me alive and well, keeping my joints nice and limber, and keeping me productive. So for the individuals who don't like to chomp down on the devil's lettuce, shut up. Seriously, people with cerebral palsy, it helps them out a lot. Weed has a lot of benefits. My father got shot due to gang violence, who suffers from nerve problems. Weed helps him out with his nerve problems. For people who have the jitters and can't control their shakes, what is it? I don't want to butcher the word, but weed is extremely beneficial in many ways, shapes, and forms. So anything like porn and like weed, if abused, can be bad. Anything. Sex is good. If you have too much sex, it could be bad. Taking shits feels good. Too much shits can be bad. Work is good. Too much work can be bad. Weed and porn can be used for good. Too much can be bad. So, if you're somebody who jacks off a lot, talk to your partner about it openly. If you're somebody who likes to watch weird sexual categories, talk about it to your partner openly. Be honest. Why be with somebody for the rest of your life if you're embarrassed? Because 9 times out of 10, guys that cheat are fucking around with hoes that do that one nasty ass thing that they're ashamed to ask their lady to do. Or honestly, they're insecure about their penis size, or they aren't financially stable to take care of their family. And then I've seen situations where the man don't be able to take care of his woman financially. She'll be take care of shit. And then he'll just go be a halfway dude to another female and then cheat. And it's like, bro, what's the point of doing that when your woman just wants you to boss up? But since you're hitting the ceiling at where you don't want to see yourself grow at, then you're going to sit up there and try to make it seem like it's your woman's fault. When in reality, you're an insecure man who needs to make something happen for himself. And men who are secure about themselves don't cheat. It's that simple. Any man that is fucking full power, alpha male, gets his shit done, makes money, has value, touches hearts, people love them, yada, yada, blase, real family guy, they don't cheat. Alpha males don't cheat. Alpha males don't cheat. It's that simple. If you're a cheater, you're not an alpha. Why? Because you're not focused. If you're making money, it's probably trap money. You can't put it in a bank. It don't matter anyway. If it's because you're getting a lot of attention today, it's going to be gone tomorrow. And then the woman that love you today is going to be gone tomorrow. And you're going to be left with all these halfway hoes who are just starstruck, or somebody who is just fucking glad to be here, right now in the moment. And then, fellas, honestly, you got to understand that just because your girl's homegirl wants to fuck, 9 times out of 10, your woman could be talking so highly about you to her homegirls that them bitches is now envious and they want to fuck you to make her mad, to make her sad, and make her upset in order to make her seem like she ain't shit. Because in every way, shape, and form, your girl's the alpha of the group. She bragging to you because she feels that she is untouchable. So her friends come and touch you because they know that they can diminish her in any way, shape, or form. And that is how dumb guys lose good girls. It's not that serious. It's not that serious. It's been situations where I've told my wife openly that, yo, yada, yada, blase is being too fucking friendly. I don't get down like that. Me, if I want to fuck bitches, I wouldn't be married. It's that simple. If I want to do something crazy, I'm going to ask my lady. nine times out of 10, she's probably going to want to do something crazy back. But nothing's going in my ass. Not at all. Just understand that when it comes to your partner, communication is key. Being vulnerable is key. Being open is key. Stop jacking off so fucking much. Stop playing with your pussy so fucking much. It is good for you. Too much is bad for you because it will make you enjoy it less. So stop doing it all the time, because an addiction of weed or porn can be bad. And says, let's talk Forella. And please like, share the show. The show is free for now until we get sponsors or until I join the Illuminati. Share the show because the show is free. We can't grow if you don't share the show. And if you don't share the show, your mom's a hoe. And if your mom's a hoe, then you got afro. And if you got an afro, then you is asshole. Share the show. Like, comment, and share. Don't hate on my videos if you're not subscribed. That doesn't make sense. Why are you hating? I'm going to like it. I'm going to reply, because at the end of the day, attention brings eyes. Eyes bring conversation. Conversation brings more of an audience. So bring it on. I love you guys. There honestly isn't anything you could say in the comments that's hurtful. I'm extremely secure about myself in every way, shape, and form. My admin is an asshole, so either he'll roast you or I'll roast you. So if you see a proper tone of voice, that's him roasting you. If you see some ghetto tone of voice, that's me roasting your stupid ass. I reply to everybody. I love all of you. The ones who show mad love and subscribe and share, I fucking love you guys. You guys really make me want to do more, because the videos go up, the videos go down, the likes go up, the likes go down, the followers come, the followers go. The only ones I'm worried about are the ones that stay. The only ones I'm worried about are the ones that show love. The only ones I'm worried about are the ones that like, comment, and share. So please share the show so I can grow. And if you don't share the show, I won't grow, and then I might have to go. And that'll be it for Let's Talk Forella. But if you like art, check me out on Forella Galleria on Instagram. I got some crazy shit coming. And if you want to do a podcast or anything, check my bio for more information. I'm tired of telling you bums game. I love each and every one of you. Let's talk Forella.